This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck, if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, live on the Liberty News Radio Network. Please check us out at the number 75radio.org. We are red hot rolling this Saturday, May 13th, 2023. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
We're doing pretty good. How are you?
Not bad at all. Today, I drove for Uber through downtown Washington, D.C., met a couple members of the law enforcement community. Special shout out to John from Washington State and Kyle from Eastern Tennessee. He was familiar with your neck of the woods. But anyways, also special shout out to our some of our favorite listeners. First, we want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the Men and Alleged Woman of the Onondaga New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say hello to Ms. Crabtree, who is studying for her final class so she can move on to better things. Now, first order of business, as always, we want to read the names of members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Sergeant Joshua Klaus of the Cameron, Texas Police Department, end of watch, May 11th, 2023, he was killed executing a search warrant. His killer is DOA. Also, we want to remember Police Officer Robert Scheisler of the Deptford Township, New Jersey Police Department, end of watch, May 7th, 2023. He succumbed to wounds in a gunfight that occurred on March the 10th of 2023. His killer is DOA. And we want to remember Police Officer Ariana Preston of the Chicago, Illinois Police Department. End of watch, May 6, 2023. She was killed during an attempted robbery after work. The Chicago PD has declared it a line of duty death. The people responsible were captured and they are still alive. But anyways, those listening in Washington, D.C. area attending Police Week, we welcome you with open arms. Please spread the word. Now on the show, we always talk about bad news, how bad things are. Everything's a mess, so on and so forth. You know, we read the names of people killed service for the community week after week. But I have some good news. Earlier this week, Fairfax County police officer found a U-Haul truck that was reported stolen from Richmond, Virginia. The officer rolled up to the man standing in the truck, and then a fight ensued in the front seat of the police cruiser. In Fairfax County, Virginia, you have their RMPs or cruisers are either Ford Tauruses or Ford Expedition SUVs. This particular cruiser was an SUV. So a struggle ensued in the front seat of the cruiser. The engine's still running. Somebody put the car in reverse. The car was at a gas station, went in reverse, and what took off like a bat out of hell, did a gigantic letter U, and ended up in a McDonald's parking lot where it totally innocently parked car. So the cop and the perp are still fighting in the front seat. The officer was able to get a message out on his two-way radio. He's got my gun, and help was coming. So anyways, other officers from Fairfax County Police arrived on the scene. One officer pulled the dirt bag out of the car. He was laid on the ground. And at close range, he discharged his weapon, killing him instantly. To me, this is excellent news because all officers survived. The officer involved in the attack, he did receive some injuries, but he went home that day. And this dirtbag who allegedly stole a truck out of Richmond, Virginia, is no longer with us. No trial, no incarceration, nobody saying, oh, it's because of racism. None of that. He's no longer here. So, and today I happened to drive by that particular McDonald's in Fairfax County, Virginia, while I was Ubering. And other than a branch, a bush that was no longer there, there's no signs of crime scene tape, no signs of a crime, and no teddy bears and balloons for the departed. And I say this is good news because I'm sick and tired of reading names off of people just shot line of duty, shot going home, shot coming to work. And it's not just police officers. It's just innocent civilians going about their business. Well, what say you about this awesome news in Fairfax County, Virginia, which is my front yard?
You know, it's a good thing. It's got, you know, some over, how can I say, from Ferguson, Missouri, you know, the way that went down inside of a police car when that young officer was jumped by that 6.5-foot giant. Things turn out good for a reason. And, you know, we can all just rest assured that it worked out all right. It worked out fine. You know, I'm good with the way it went, with the way it ended up. I could live with it. Can you?
Oh hell yeah. I'm celebrating the fact. And Fairfax had some issues a couple months ago when a sergeant discharged his weapon for a person stealing sunglasses at Tyson's Mall. Tyson's is an upscale mall. The person that stole the sunglasses were not upscale. And, of course, he had a record long in his arm. And the chief more or less is throw him out under the bus. The Commonwealth attorney is throwing him under the bus. The grand jury decided not to indict. But the Commonwealth attorney or the district attorney is putting another special grand jury to try to put this cop behind bars. But hopefully the officers involved with the shooting that took this person out, hopefully he gets a medal and does not face any charges either from the department or from the Commonwealth attorney. And the chief came out and praised the officer that did discharge his firearm and stop the threat. And this gentleman is no longer, will no longer steal U-Haul trucks or anything for that matter, no longer fight cops. You know, it's the old saying, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Anyways, so, you know, kudos to you, members of the law enforcement community in Fairfax County, Virginia. And I've dealt with them many a times when I did live in Fairfax County. Very stand-up officers. They have a good, they must have a very good training program. Very courteous and so forth. But anyways, when we get back, we'll talk about another hero that does need our help. He's being railroaded, as usual, and you guessed it, New York City. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We talked about a joyous occasion in Fairfax County, Virginia. Now we go back to what we do best, talk about depressing news. This one I call Hero Needs Assistance. As we all know, May 1st, a deranged homeless man named Jordan Neely was acting like himself, threatening and in a disorderly manner on a subway train, bothering passengers going about their business. Former Marine named Daniel Penny was also on the train going about his business. Mr. Penny perceived Jordan Neely as a threat, either to himself or to other passengers on the train, and took action to neutralize the threat. Mr. Penny put this individual, this dirtbag, this psychopath, into a hold to restrain him. Not a chokehold, but a different hold. Two other passengers assisted in holding Neely's arms, because as Neely's flopped around the floor on top of Mr. Penny, his arms are free. Anyways, while Neely was restrained, Mr. Penny was screaming for others to call 911, because everybody had their phones out filming this incident. So he's like, hey, call 911. You know, somebody needs help. And of course, Mr. Neely would pass away from this incident. And the always predictable, never disappointing Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has filed manslaughter charges against Daniel Penny, which is no surprise to us, because Penny was acting, protecting himself, protecting other people. So, you know, we're gonna throw charges on this kid. This is the same Alvin Bragg that will not charge people for certain felonies, will downgrade charges from felonies to misdemeanor, or simply not charge people for crime. This is the same Alvin Bragg who filed charges against Donald Trump for federal statutes. Not New York State statutes, but federal statutes. And he did such a, he just shucking and jiving with the charges that other legal experts, legal scholars said he doesn't have a chance. This is a house of cards. This is garbage. There is a legal defense fund for Daniel Penny, who is simply riding the train. If you go to givesendgo.com, not the other one, givesendgo, you can donate. And fortunately for Mr. Penny, his lawyers was able to raise over $1 million. But that's the bizarre world we're living in. You have crazy psychotic people who's been arrested 36 times. Go out, yell and scream, and cause people to be worried for their personal safety. And then when somebody steps in because the police aren't there, they get charges. And of course, you got this very young white man getting charged, and they're looking to throw the book at him. So hopefully everything works out. With $1 million, hopefully he can buy all the legal protection he needs. And, of course, the street garbage is still protesting the death of a man they don't know, some homeless vagrant that's just accosting people. But, you know, they'll stand up for homeless bums harassing people, but won't stand up for cops. Well, what say you about Mr. Penny and being charged by Alvin Bragg.
I think it's hogwash, to put it in a politically correct term, which I don't usually do. This ain't going nowhere. You know, we talked about this last week. You know, the guy did what was needed to be done, and he succeeded. He succeeded. He's, you know, he was a trained United States Marine, and he did what anybody, especially a Marine, you know, would do. You know, you protect against enemies, both foreign and domestic. And this one happened to be domestic. And he protected those people that really probably didn't give a crap right now from injury, serious physical injury, or even death, because this guy was acting a fool. Some people are going to start saying, well, all he was trying to do was imitate Michael Jackson and blah, blah, blah. You know, that's what he did. He panhandled money. He wasn't a serious threat and blah, blah. Now, listen, now the city is looking out for this guy. He's dead now. Now the city is looking out for him instead of getting him the help that he needed while he was walking the streets as a homeless man in New York City. You see? So they'd rather spend, you know, a couple $1 million on a ridiculous case, a trumped up charge that would net this guy at the maximum 5 to 15, you know, if he gets convicted. Okay. And then they got to support this guy for anywhere from 5 to 15 years, you know, in a prison. So they'd rather spend all that money on that instead of putting this homeless guy in a proper care facility for him, which wouldn't cost nearly as much. So, you know, it's the city is bass ackwards, as my father used to say. This is not how the system is supposed to work. Period. It's not supposed to, it doesn't work like that. And the only jail cell that this veteran will see was the one he had to spend the night in before he was bailed out. So,
right. And it's been a 40 plus year situation with these mental people out in the street just acting crazy, because people like Mario Cuomo opened the gates to the mental hospitals and said, all right, we'll just give them drugs and put them out in the street. Well, you know, as we can see, it doesn't work. And now we have these people who need help, and the state says, well, they have the right to go, you know, go about their business, be productive members of society. Well, they're not. They're harassing people on the train. They're eating out of garbage cans. They're doing their relieve themselves in the street. You know, they need help. I'm not saying, you know, just put them in jail to because they're mental. I mean, put them in a place of safety for their safety and the safety of all civilians. But, you know, you know, everything, like, again, everything these people touch just turns to crap. So anyways, let's move on real quick. The next one. Wednesday night, Donald Trump just absolutely eviscerated a whole television network. He hosted a town hall on CNN, and CNN has not posted this town hall on YouTube. And the dumpster fire media just absolutely lost their mud. And CNN did a disservice by having a novice host named Caitlin Collins moderate. Now, Wolf Blitzer, not the white version of Don Lemon, whatever that fruitcake was, the son of Vanderbilt. They had a former movie critic.
AC.
Yeah.
AC/DC, Anderson Cooper.
Oh, yeah. So anyways, this young lady tried to muscle Donald Trump. Bad move. Trump's Trump told lady, you're a nasty person. And anyways, Trump made just so many good points and looked so in control that everybody was commenting about it for two straight days. Joe Scarborough, who has a million people on his show, and, you know, he does his show in Florida while everybody's back in New York, was talking about it, a show on another network. And anyways, what was Donald Trump supposed to do? Act like Mitt Romney? Just sit there and take it? But it was a good show for all to see, and you know, for Joe Scarborough, The View, all of MSNBC, the squad, to just lose their mind because Donald Trump came out looked like a winner. It was absolutely fascinating. Well, let's say you real quick about the CNN town hall with Trump.
You know, he Trump does what Trump does. He speaks the truth and he speaks directly. You know, he doesn't put any icing on the cake. This is the way it needs to be. You know, just stop blowing air up people's butts. He puts the noise right into their ear. This is what needs to be said, and he says it. He did well.
But I just love the fact that he's able to just take everybody on at the same time. And just reduce it to nothing. Afterwards, Anderson Cooper, that's the fruitcake's name, said, well...
What is that?
So the fruitcake, you know, he was absolutely shocked and beside himself because Trump did so well. Well, if you don't want somebody to be bombastic, be in your face, to state, you know, pro-America things, don't have him on your network. You know, this is the shakeup that CNN needed, and hopefully CNN killed in the ratings. But I wouldn't be surprised if they did kill in the ratings because that's what, you know, that's what Donald Trump does. But anyways, we come back. We'll talk about Donald Trump had a not-so-good week also. Again, in Manhattan Island. We come back, 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. That's 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. Amid talks to complete a debt ceiling agreement, President Biden says those talks are moving along. He added that there are real discussions about a deal, but we're, quote, not there yet. New rules for airline accountability have been outlined by Biden.
The proposals include changes in the way passengers are compensated for controllable flight delays or cancellations.
If your flight is very delayed or canceled, and the airline could have prevented that from, you deserve more than just being, getting the price of your ticket. You deserve to be fully compensated.
Airlines would be required to offer compensation beyond just refunds, which would include the cost of hotel rooms, meals, and transportation. A new website has been launched to help travelers determine the correct amount of compensation for each airline. I'm John Schaefer.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is close to entering the race for the president, reports say. DeSantis took his message to Iowa today, saying Republicans have the formula to win next year.
If we make 2024 election a referendum on Joe Biden and his failures, and if we provide a positive alternative for the future of this country, Republicans will win across the board.
Former President Trump canceled his appearance in Iowa on Saturday due to the weather. The attorney for the former Marine charged in the killing of a homeless man on a New York City subway believes the autopsy will be revealing. Thomas Keniff, who represents Daniel Penny, says he has yet to see the medical examiner's report on Jordan Neely, who lost consciousness while being placed in a chokehold by Penny. Penny was charged this week with second-degree manslaughter. Pope Francis is renewing his call for peace in a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The 86-year-old pontiff met with Zelensky at the Vatican on Saturday during the Ukrainian leader's first visit to Italy since Russia invaded his country. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Once again, folks, check us out. The number is 75radio.org. Back to one Donald John Trump. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times in the same week. On Manhattan Island, of course, columnist E. Jean Carroll accused Donald Trump of raping her in a dressing room in Berghoff Goodman in the 1990s. And she won a $5 million lawsuit. She didn't file a police report. She filed a lawsuit to get money out of Donald Trump. Now, Trump was not found not guilty by a jury of 9 individuals of rape, but other charges including defamation. But anyways, I call Bravo Sierra on this one. Because not just because a supporter of Trump, but just look at some of the things overall about the whole situation. Once again, Carroll filed a civil lawsuit, never filed a criminal complaint with the police department. Ms. Carroll came out with a story in 2019 when she was releasing a book. So you have a book coming out, and she comes out with this whopper of a story. Also, if you look at Ms. Carroll, she's just not easy on the eyes, even back in the day. And if you look at the women Donald Trump has been with, his first, second, and his third wife, you know, third time's a charm, all the other pictures he takes of women. We have a clip on the website of Trump and Jeffrey Epstein at a shindig at Mar-a-Lago after one of his divorces, where it's nothing but women dancing on the dance floor of this ballroom or what have you. And every woman is a 10. Ms. Carroll is not a 10. So, anyways, if Ms. Carroll is actually older than Donald Trump. So, what's funny is that NBC tried to prove my point by trying to prove that Donald Trump is close with Jeffrey Epstein. But you see Trump and Epstein yucking it up, and then see Donald Trump dancing poorly with a whole bunch of women. Well, that's because he's got lots of money. So anyways, the department store where the incident allegedly took place closed years ago. So you have no videotape, no employees, no witnesses. And if you look at the situation, Donald Trump's a billionaire. He probably doesn't have time to go shopping for anyone. He has people on his payroll to do that. And if he did go shopping, wouldn't he have bodyguards, security, people that tell him that where he needs to go, appointment keepers, secretaries, somebody, to accompany him. It's like, hey, hurry up here. We have this other meeting to go to, or telephone from like the mayor or whatever. And just if you look at Donald Trump's actions, yeah, he's a horned dog. Look at Stormy Daniels. But you never hear him about, getting jiggy on his boats or in his car or out in public, unlike a zillion other celebrities. And, it's this day and age with cell phone cameras, there's proof. But you never hear any staffers coming out saying, I was sexually harassed by Donald Trump. You never heard him swimming naked in one of his pools, or hit on the date of a Secret Service agent at a Christmas party, or take a shower with his 12-year-old daughter. But again, Carroll was awarded $5 million. Trump did not testify. I think his lawyers dropped the ball on that one. But he did give a videotaped disposition, and it was not pretty. But it's nothing more than an attempt to derail Donald Trump. And, this guy is almost not human. because everything he's been through with the criminal trial in New York, the civil lawsuit, possible criminal trial in Georgia, New York Attorney General's contemplating filing charges, his name dragged through the mud, he still carries on. Well, most of us would have felt like a cheap camera. Well, what say you about this Bravo Sierra lawsuit from Manhattan Island?
Well, again, you know, it's a bunch of hogwash. Look, I'm a firm believer in everybody. It should be protected, you know, by the laws of our country. All right. And when something happens to you, this isn't the 1920s anymore, where a female would be upset at having to report that she was assaulted in some form or manner sexually, you know, by a man. Okay. It's not even the 1960s anymore. Okay. In the 1990s, in the 1980s and 90s, women were coming forward when stuff like this happened, when this happened. I'm a firm believer in being protected by the law. However, don't wait 30 years to say something. That, you know, it's just, I'm going to say it again, hogwash. Okay? If you wait 30 years and you're in your 80s, it's too late. It's far beyond, even though, you know, there's no statute for it. To get the guy into a courtroom, and it's just so horrendous of a loophole in law. Okay, in such a, we don't know if it happened. And this is the lady that interviewed after and said that rape was sexy. Remember? Yep. Did you see that part where she said rape was sexy?
Yeah, with the good old Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, she said that rape was sexy, and Anderson Cooper went to had to go to a commercial break on that one. You know, so I'm sure the people on the jury of the civil case, you know, I'm sure that they probably disliked Donald Trump. They had a predisposed opinion of him already. But now that the lady said, you know, rape is sexy, who in the world ever said that before? I don't remember anybody ever saying something. I just don't understand why, you know, it's just a ridiculous thing. Mr. Trump should not pay her. And it's on appeal, isn't it? I believe it's on
the
appeal.
His lawyers appealed. I just thought something.
Yeah, Donald Trump goes on the campaign trail. He was supposed to be in what, Iowa or Idaho or something, and
I think that was canceled because of the weather.
Canceled that because of weather. So, you know, he's still on the campaign trail.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like the OJ thing. You know, when OJ got found guilty in the civil court. You know, and it's just ridiculous the way that this happens. You know, if you got proof, you got proof. If it's just hearsay or I said it happened, that's not proof enough. You got to have something, you know, a little more concrete than, you know, an 80-year-old, you know, has been that may or may not have been touched by Donald Trump or wanted to be touched by him and wasn't. And now she's pissed. So.
Right. But, well, if you, let's look back on a couple known sex offenders. Bill Cosby, he had the same MO in all these. When one victim came out, a whole bunch of other people came out, said almost the exact same thing. And then Harvey Weinstein, the same thing with him. You know, somebody brought up a actress up to his office or hotel room, and he did horrible things and just absolute scumbag. Well, Donald Trump, you have one woman in an alleged dressing room of a upper end department store, and the woman just looks nothing like the women Donald Trump's been with, and nobody else came out to say, "Oh yeah, that happened to me too." You know, you had E. Jean Carroll, who has a cockamamie story. Then you have Stormy Daniels, like, has a more believable story because, I mean, Stormy Daniels was easy on the eyes. And it sounded like something Donald Trump would do. And, like, what's funny is, like, Stormy Daniels said, yeah, Donald Trump had sex with me. And everybody's like, okay, and? that's Donald Trump. But, you know, she's full of it. And, you know, I hope she gets what's coming to her. But, anyways, real quick before we go to our final break, Fort Hood in Texas no longer exists thanks to the Biden administration. Military bases that have Confederate names such as Fort Hood, Fort AP Hill, and so on and so forth, the names had to be changed. And in Fort Hood, Texas, the name was changed to a Hispanic general. Couldn't be another white guy, had to be a Hispanic general. But to this soldier's career, he was a badass. But if you look at General Hood, he himself was a badass. And just leave the name Fort Hood, you know, it tells you it's nothing but badasses. You got Fort Hood, Camp Pendleton, Fort Knox, Fort Bragg, and Naval Station Norfolk. Anyway, we come back. We'll finish up with Biden's greatest threat, Bud Light, and Mother's Day. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are in the home stretch. A couple more news of notes. Want to put out there before we sign off for the week. Today at Howard University in Washington, District of Columbia, Joe Biden gave a speech. He said the greatest threat in America, in the homeland, is white supremacy. Here we go again, folks. We got the FBI has been told, go out and find white supremacists that want to terrorize America. The problem is they're not out there. So they go after Catholics who want the mass read in Latin. So you have people who want to exercise their First Amendment right, freedom of religion, to have the mass said in Latin, and the FBI is investigating them. So, you know, again, not surprised from Joe Biden. He's been saying that since day one. They're going after the white boogeyman. That's Joe Biden. Anyways, earlier this week, yours truly did a field trip. And just to say, it does not look good for Anheuser-Busch. I was at a bar for, well, not even reason why I was at the bar. I was doing research. And this bar was crowded for karaoke, which I did not know about because I don't sing karaoke. And I don't like it when people sing poor songs. So anyways, this particular bar had Bud Light on tap. Most of the patrons in this place were drinking draft beer. And I looked around the entire bar. I only saw one Budweiser long neck on a table. And I wasn't 100% sure if it was a Budweiser long neck or another brand. So anyways, as I'm looking around, these people are all drinking draft beer. This bar has a very good draft beer selection. I was drinking something. It was when I ordered. I had to return and get my Jack and Coke. And not once did I see the Bud Light tap being pulled. Everybody was drinking something other than Bud Light. And this is a bar about 10 miles from the District of Columbia in the bluest of blue neighborhoods. So anyways, you know, if it's happening here, God knows what else is happening in, you know, red state America. And today I went shopping, and again, they had tons and tons and tons of Anheuser-Busch products. Well, real quick, what's the supply of Anheuser-Busch products in your neck of the woods?
I don't know. I drink Corona from Mexico.
Well, I got, sir, I got bad news for you.
I wait for the immigrants to bring it up here for free, you know, and the limes too. It's, I don't know. I don't know. My opinion is minuscule. You know, Budweiser noticed stepped in a pile of horse manure, and the American people are reacting. Now, if the American people would react to, you know, Biden sending $1 trillion over to Zelensky, you know, then, you know, that would be something to stand up for. But, you know, I don't know. It is what it is. It's a Bud Light thing.
Right. Well, it's not. It's
I don't
not
drink
just
it,
been...
never have. People just want to react to certain stuff. I don't know. I'd just like to take the last minute or two of our show to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day tomorrow. And I wish my mom, rest her soul, a happy Mother's Day, and everybody else. Hold your mom close. It doesn't matter if she yells at you. She's probably yelling at you for your own damn good. But believe me, when she's not yelling at you, that tombstone screams a whole lot louder. So happy Mother's Day to everybody out there.
Right. And happy Mother's Day to my mother, you know, and unfortunately, you know, time waits for no one. And, you know, the time is a, you know what, and, you know, she's going through some medical issues, but, you know, I make sure I always, you know, every chance I get now, I just go right up to my folks' house, you know, say hi, say hello to my mother, tell her I love her, and, bring the kids up there so they know who their grandmother is, because, you know, my mother's been with me every step of the way. When I graduated school, when I graduated the police academy, when I got fired from the police department, when I graduated basic training in the Navy, when I got married, when I got divorced, well, when I had kids, she's been there all the way. And, you know, one of the best times with my mom was my wedding night, they had a little video.
You better rephrase that, bro. You better rephrase that one.
No, they were showing some pictures of me and my former spouse growing up. And
the best time
I
had
my
with my mother was on my wedding night.
No,
that's what you said.
I know, but I was talking to my mom about, you know, growing up, and I said, you know what? I said, Grandma's probably looking down smiling. She's like, yeah. So I'll just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
Why does everything have to go in the sewer? You know, I
don't know, man. You started it.
Right, but I'm trying to be sentimental, talk about my mom, and then just like, oh, your mom on your wedding night. Let me finish the story, but anyways.
Well, that's what you said.
I know, said. But you wouldn't let me finish. why don't we get Charlie Duff on and just interrupt both of us? But, yeah, folks, go out and, you know, make sure you spend time with your mom. If you know, things didn't work out, your mom.
But not on your wedding night.
Well, you know, my mom cut the check for my wedding, so we had a good, great time was had at the American Legion. So, you only have but so much time on this earth, and you know, I consider myself blessed because, you know, a lot of my friends, their parents are just being called home to the Lord, and my parents are still here. And, you know, even though my mom has some medical issues she's going through, she's still here. And just, I love that, and I thank the Lord for that. So if you do have mom and or dad still with you, you know, just let them know that you love them. And if, again, if you have a falling out with them, break bread with them, you know, make up with them, because eventually you're going to get that phone call that no child wants. And, you know, I'm at the point now, I accept it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen sooner than later. And I'm trying to tell my siblings, hey, you know, let's be prepared. And they don't want to face the truth, but because of the wonderful times we had with, mom and dad. Also, when you do go out to eat tomorrow, because every restaurant in town is going to be packed with people, from the McDonald's for breakfast till like the four-star restaurant night, make sure you take care of the wait staff, because they're going to be getting their boots smoked. Make sure you do the right thing, you know, at least 20%. If they're, you know, even if they're decent, if they're not, if they're excellent, you know, bump it up a little bit. Even if they suck, give them 20%, because they are going to go through hell, because I'm the type of person who's like, I don't take my mom out to eat, because everybody else is taking their mom out to eat, because, you know, the one day of the year that mom gets to enjoy her meal without having to prepare the food, do all the dishes, set the table, so on and so forth. But the problem, if you think about it, well, you got moms in the food service industry that's waiting tables, cooking the food, mixing your drinks, or opening the can of Pabst Blue Ribbon Tall Boy at the American Legion. Anyways, Walt, you have anything else before we clock out for the night?
Well, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. I want to mention that probably at the end of June, in another 5 weeks, I'll be going up to I-75 Raceway in Sweetwater, Tennessee, and visit some old friends. I haven't been there in a few years, not since before. Well, I went one night during COVID, but it was before, that was when Trump was still president. You know, the country wasn't in a panic, or there was people, how is that B Warren, putting the country in panic. And I'm talking about that Tony Fauci, whatever his freaking name is.
Yeah, Anthony Fauci. So, yeah,
I haven't been there in 3 years. Yeah, right. I haven't been there in 3 years. So I'm looking forward to getting out there next month.
Right. And also, check us out on Facebook. Support Jeff Jackson. He's a real stand-up kid. We wish nothing but the best for him. And with my very large donation to Jeff Jackson Racing Fund, 75 Radio will be all over the undercarriage of his race car. In fact, I was wearing a shirt today that he gave me for one Christmas, and a customer in my car for Uber says, oh, you follow racing? I said, yeah, and we're talking about topless outlaw racing. And folks, if you are in the Mid-South region, go visit these tracks, because these are our people. They work for a living. They have bills. They got car payments. They're getting squeezed by the government, and they love this country. And I told Jeff on Facebook, I said, you know what? I'm more proud of you carrying the flag at the race for the national anthem than if you won Daytona. And I mean it, because, you know, I love this country, and, you know, that's why we fight for it. Anyways, also, just remember, folks, everything we do for you. And, you know, I'm sick and tired of Conservative Incorporated charging you for everything. Oh, somebody made a decent movie. Oh, you got to pay. Somebody has a good podcast. Oh, you got to pay. But, you know, these people live in fortresses far away from the problem. You think Mark Levin has to worry about people breaking into his car or stealing his Cadillac converter? No. I do because, frankly, I live in a terrible neighborhood, but that's because of my own choice. But anyways, please spread the word. Call your local affiliates that, hey, you need to carry 75 rated. But for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoopstead reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it, everybody.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.